This is Saria, a poor area of Caracas, where residents have set up their own radio station. When I first visited 12 years ago, it was broadcasting from high up in the shanty towns. Now it's expanded into a big warehouse with a community kitchen and sewing workshop. It's one of the hundreds of pro-revolutionary radio stations set up in Venezuela. Concepcion Alzuro is one of the directors of the station.
I am a builder. Who would have thought that at the age of 50-something, I would be sitting behind a microphone? I've become a social communicator, even though I don't have any qualifications from a university.
His co-director, Alex Villamizar, used to be a lift attendant in a block of flats.
The mission of the radio station is to open it up totally to the people, so they can freely express, without any type of bureaucracy or interference, their grievances and their achievements.
These community stations were first set up in the early days of the revolution, when the main privately owned TV stations were very critical of the left-wing government. But now, 17 years later, the situation is reversed. One major television channel and dozens of radio stations have lost their broadcasting licenses. The editor of the only national newspaper that's critical of the government has fled the country after a top government official launched a lawsuit against him. An array of defamation laws have led editors to be wary about what they publish. Marco Ruiz is the head of the National Union of Journalists in Venezuela.
The ability to exercise freely rights such as the freedom of expression and access to information has become more and more difficult in this country. The former president Hugo Chavez had a discourse that was copied by governors, mayors, and the current president Nicolas Maduro, which criminalized the work of the media. And from then on, you began to see a very high rate of aggression against media workers.
The debate over the media in Venezuela illustrates how differently government supporters and their opponents see things. Because while most international press watchdogs agree that freedom of expression and criticism of the state is becoming increasingly difficult in Venezuela, the government and its supporters continue to see themselves as the victims of what they call a media war. Back at the radio station, Concepcion Alzuro is critical of the mainstream media.
They are very manipulative, especially the international media. We are the ones who live here, who know what's happening here. They use television, radio, and newspapers to entertain while trying to find a way to destroy our politics, destroy the revolution, destroy us.
Marco Ruiz says that most of the new community stations are simply mouthpieces of the state.
The point is, community radio stations receive public money. And as we say here, he who pays the piper calls the tune. If we have the state giving resources, what will you hear on community radio stations? Information in favor of the Socialist Party, the government, and the state. It is not critical information in most cases.
Community radio stations walk a fine line between supporting the revolution and airing the grievances of local people. Some are more independent-minded than others, but none have ever called for a vote against government candidates in elections. As frustration with the state grows in the wake of a severe economic crisis, how far they reflect this public discontent will be a real test of their independence.